my other favorite topic of all time is whenever people ask me about my dogs. I love my dogs to nearly death. I would literally do just about anything for them, and without hesitation, because they are just so loyal, and they give me kisses, and you know, they make me laugh a lot, and they have, both of them kind of have their own different personalities, but for the most part, they kind of learn off each other's energy and learn off each other's whatever, like how to play and what, how to do certain things. It's funny because my first dog that I ever got, he's still with me, and I got him in about like 2018. Yeah, so in about 2018, I was like begging my mom to let me have a dog. I was like begging her for a while. Even before that though, like I kept begging her, and I hoped one day like she would come to her senses and bring me a dog home. But she doesn't really like the fur, and for her, I feel like she just doesn't really like animals as much as I do, honestly. And that's okay, because I mean, we just have two different personalities like that. So I was okay. I mean, you know, I kind of expected nothing. But then I was volunteering at the shelter at that time, and I decided what better way to help kind of make the animal shelter get adopt some of the animals than to adopt one myself, you know. And it was kind of interesting how that day went. It was actually a really big adoption day. This was before COVID had happened, so there was a big adoption event going on, and all the dogs were only like $20 with their microchip and spay and neuter. So I was like, oh my gosh, this day is perfect. Maybe I'll find a dog that I could possibly like. So I made a list of possible dogs that I wanted to see myself as a volunteer. Of course, I had to take my volunteer shirt off, because technically as a volunteer, I'm not supposed to be adopting a dog. So I dressed as like a normal person. So I changed, and then I went to go look around and see if I could find a dog. And sure enough, I found a couple and put them on a list. The first dog I met, she was really shy and really just shut down and not really trying to socialize with me. And so I didn't want to make her uncomfortable, so I told them to put her back, just because I already knew like she was not feeling it at all, and I didn't want to just pressure her. So I told them to put her back. And then there was the second dog, which was my current dog, Peanut. He actually didn't even have a name when I got him. I named him myself. So he had no name when I got him. He was a stray. You know, somebody found him on the street and, you know, brought him in, or they found him, whatever. But yeah, so I told them to bring me him. So sure enough, they brought him to the yard, to the play yard, and I got to know him like so well. He was just so friendly. I just remember his face, like when he saw me, he was so skinny, may I add. Like, when, that's probably because he just came in not too long ago, and he was so skinny, like so underweight. He was only about like 8 pounds, I think, when I got him, and now he's like 10 pounds. And for a Chihuahua, that's pretty good. You know, you don't want them to be too fat or too skinny. So, you know, for him, he was definitely underweight when I first got him. But then I added some weight on him. So now he's about, like, 10, 11 pounds. And it was the best decision I ever made. And we had an immediate bond with each other. And I told the people at the shelter, I was like, yep, I'm taking him home. And I called my mom. I was like, please just let me have him. Like, you don't understand. Like, this dog, like, we connected on a level. Like, you don't understand. Like, I've never felt that connection even with a person. Like, seriously, that's how, like, much I felt like we had a bond. Like, it was just so immediate, and he was so happy to see me, even though he didn't even know me. So I was just like, yep, he's coming home with me, and that's the end of the story. From there on out, like, you know, I've gotten to know his personality and what he likes and everything. And the shelters, they do as much as they can to get adoptions out. Shelters are not as bad as people think that they are. Things have changed since then, since 2018. It's currently 2021. So yes, things have changed because of the pandemic, sadly. So volunteers aren't there as much. So unfortunately, yes, on that part, a lot of things have changed. But hopefully whenever COVID fully ends or goes completely away or completely down, that I'll be able to go back and put in my time again, because I was volunteer of the year at one point, and I was rookie of the year at one point, so I made a name for myself there. That's where I grew my passion for animals, honestly. Because the volunteer coordinator there, she was so nice and just so passionate. I could tell, like, she was passionate on helping people get out of their shells, and that's exactly what she helped me do. And I really am grateful for meeting her and volunteering at the shelter when I did. You know, I was there for like 2.5-3 years almost. So it was a blessing in disguise, really. I needed something to do with my time. And in the end, I ended up even adopting a dog from there. Never thought I would do that in a million years. If I would have told myself, you're going to adopt a dog in like 2 years, I would have told myself, I don't believe you, you know. So it's kind of funny how the world works and the way things work. When I decided, after like being with Peanut for a while, and you know, it was about a year in, and I was starting to go to college. And so I knew I wasn't going to be able to be home as often as I want to spend time with him. And it made me sad because I knew he missed me while I was gone. So I didn't want him to be lonely. I could tell, you know, as soon as I got home, he was so happy to see me. But, like, it kind of made me sad because he relies so much on me to be his companion. And he was very attached to me. And I liked that, but I also knew, like, he needed a friend, you know. He needed something, another dog to keep him company while I'm away and getting my education on, you know. As much as I would love to just be home and spend time with my dog, I knew, like, I can't do that. So it was a couple years in, and then I finally decided to go on Facebook, and then I came across this group that gave people free dogs wherever they lived. So if they lived in California, or if they lived in Texas or other states, like, it's been like, basically this group is for all over the United States, and people post from wherever state they're in. And they post their dog if they can't take care of them, or they're moving, or whatever the case may be. They'll post it on that group and say, hey, I'm looking for somebody to take this dog on. Unfortunately, this is the reason, and who's ever interested, please message me. And that's basically how it worked. And a lot of the people I saw on there, you know, it was hard coming across like smaller dogs, because I really knew, like, we weren't looking for a humongous dog. So I was looking for a small dog. It's very specific. I wasn't looking for like a particular breed, but you know, I knew for me and my sister, I knew like my sister, she wanted like a Frenchie or like a really like friendly small dog. And then I came across somebody who was giving away my current dog, Brownie, and he was, you know, on the younger side, 6 months old when they posted owners at the time posted him on there and were like, hey, he's 6 months old, he come pick him up from Los Angeles if you're interested. They were saying basically they were getting rid of him because they moved and their complex did not allow dogs. And so I was like, oh my gosh, I saw him, and like he just looked so sweet and so shy, so innocent, and I fell in love with him just looking at him, like his soul, his eyes, like I could just tell like he was gonna be a really just sweet dog. And once I got him home, I could already tell like Peanut was on the more hesitant side to get along with him. But I knew, like, after taking them on some walks together and making them really socialize together and really teaching my older dog Peanut that, yes, we're keeping this dog. We're not gonna give him away. You have to learn how to get along, you know? And that's like, you know, with every family, you know, sometimes siblings are the same way. Siblings are like that. So I felt like they're already having that sibling, like, I don't know about you relation, like they weren't sure about each other. And so I knew like it was my job to make sure that they got along. And sure enough, after like not even 5 walks and making sure they didn't like hurt each other while I was gone, that was like my main concern. After doing a lot of work with them and acclimating them to each other, they finally started playing together one day. And like now, like it's like I almost can't even separate them for long periods of time, because they're just kind of that attached to each other. Now Peanut, on the other hand, like when I separate him from Brownie, he's fine. But when I say separate Peanut from Brownie, because he's younger and he's used to Peanut being like the older brother and everything, he gets like really anxious. You know, usually that's only when though, if I take Peanut out for a walk, because I usually take them out separately, because sometimes they kind of gaslight each other to be kind of a certain way. So I take them out on walks separately, since Brownie, he gets along with other dogs. Peanut, on the other hand, he had a bad experience, so he doesn't really get along with other dogs. You know, he didn't get along with Brownie at first, but again, I took my time and really introduced them to each other, and they got used to each other after a while. And now they went from not being able to even go near each other or even look at each other to sleeping in the same exact cage as each other. And, you know, they lay on each other's backs or things like that. So it's just so funny how the world works that way. And Brownie respects Peanut's boundaries, you know, because Peanut sometimes doesn't always want to play since he's a little older. And you know, Brownie is smart enough to know when it's okay to try and play with him and when it's not. And usually Brownie, he's good to play with his little ball I have. he plays with that, and he's usually good with that toy and kind of making fun for himself. So, you know, he kind of entertains himself in a sense. And, you know, whenever I'm outside, I try to play with them both, you know, because they do like to play a lot. And it helps them get their energy out and all that stuff. So I really learned both of their personalities are different in a lot of ways, but they're the same in a lot of ways too. So it's kind of funny. And yeah, I mean, I definitely think if you're like me and you're not sure and you see that your dogs aren't getting along at first when you get them, you know, especially if they're both younger, and if you could, you know, reinforce the behavior of them getting along with treats and things like that, like, it goes a long way. That's kind of what I was doing. You know, I would take them on walks together. I would, you know, really just take them around the neighborhood, get them used to the neighborhood, and really get them used to each other. And it's a lot of patience and a lot of trial and error, but you know, the hard work will pay off in the end. They know what you want them to do for the most part. You know, both my dogs are really smart, even for, you know, one being a Chihuahua and the other one being like a mixed breed. They both figured out what I wanted from them pretty fast. So they're like, okay, we're not going to fight it anymore. We're just going to get along. That's basically what happened. And I'm really glad I came across that Facebook group. I'm really glad I took in Brownie just like I did. I could tell, like, he just had a great soul, and he's a great dog. Both of them are great dogs. Both of them love to give kisses and love to cuddle, and you know, both of them love to be groomed, and they hate their nails. Both of them hate their nails being cut, but you know, they kind of learn from each other, like, what behaviors will keep them kind of safe. But it's like, bro, I need to cut your nails, they're too long, they scratch me and you jump on me. You know, the good thing is they're small dogs, so you know, when they jump on me, they kind of just scratch, like, my knees and down, and so it's fine, you know. But yeah, those are my summary of my dogs, kind of. Yeah, dogs are just really definitely how people say they're definitely man's best friend, woman's best friend, all that. So definitely recommend getting a dog if you're interested in it. But at the same time, people, like, everybody, you have to understand, like, dogs are almost like another person. They need to eat, they poop, they need to be fed. You know, they just need a lot of stimulation and training, especially if you want them to pull off certain behaviors. Which, funny enough, for me, like, Brownie kind of, you know, even though he was a 6-month-old puppy, like, the first few, like, couple weeks we got him, he would poop in his kennel. And, you know, unfortunately, it was very bad. But I think it was based on whatever his previous owners were feeding him, actually. I think he was being fed maybe, like, a, you know, very, like, watery diet, if that makes sense. You know, whatever he was eating, it was, like, mushed, like. And I've learned from both of my dogs, feeding them, like, mushed anything that's not, like, kibble, you know, if it's not mixed with the kibble, their poop will be mushy. So, you know, I kind of prefer that they don't have mushy poop, because it's just disgusting and it's not fun to pick up. And especially because it just sticks to the ground, especially when it's really hot outside, it just sticks to the ground. And yeah, so I try to avoid giving them, like, canned food. You know, but it's all based on your preference. If you don't like, if you don't really mind mushy poop, then yeah, you can give your dog, you know, mushy food and give them, you know, canned food. But preferably for me, I usually give my dogs, kibble, and then sometimes I'll mix in, like, toppers on the top to kind of get it a little mushy, you know, because it's kind of good for them to not have to chew it as much, especially because they're so small and they sometimes eat kind of fast. But, you know, I'm pretty sure for the most part they can digest and chew as much as they really need to. But sometimes I do add, like, you know, broth or you know, anything watery on the top. You know, of course it's from a dog store. If it's like chicken broth, it'll be from, you know, a little store or pet store that I see that, you know, and I usually check the reviews to make sure, like, my dogs won't have, like, an adverse reaction to it. But yes, for the most part, you know, introducing new foods is kind of, you know, playing a game with especially dogs and cats sometimes too. Like, it could be really dangerous, you know, because it could make them kind of have diarrhea because they're just not used to it. They're, you know, used to one specific food. So I kind of try to steer away from giving them different things all the time. But yeah, like, you could obviously do, like, coconut oil and mix that in with, you know, their kibble if you really prefer them having kibble. Or do, like, salmon oil of some sort. Just some sort of oil on top to kind of give the kibble a little soggy for them, and so they can have an easier time chewing it, and not have to go through so much chewing. But yeah, it takes, you know, food, the kibble, and depending on their digestive and, you know, what their stomach can withstand. I mean, personally, I give my dogs, like, pedigree, and I give them the small kibbles on the small, like I make sure it's the small dog on the bag, because I know it's, like, it looks like my dog Peanut, actually, and so I always get them that bag of pedigree. There's been, like, controversy over that, you know, but no dog food is 100% perfect, honestly. You know, you could do the best you can, and, you know, they could still have an adverse reaction to it, you know. So I stick to what I feed them, and, you know, people could say whatever they want to say about what you feed your dogs, but, you know, if they enjoy it, if they're not having a hard time digesting it, and you maybe add a little bit of salmon oil to make it a little bit more healthy, you know, it's not that expensive overall to purchase salmon oil and whatever kibble you want to feed them. And again, personally, I try to avoid, again, you know, the canned food, because it does make my dogs have, like, runny poop. I don't like it at all. So, you know, it's, when they eat their kibble, their poop's pretty solid. So, it's easier to pick up. So, yeah, and, you know, other things, you know, making sure they, when, you know, because they're both kennel trained, so, you know, if you have you want to kennel train your dog, you just, you know, watch lots of YouTube videos and how to do it, you know. But for me, it's kind of funny, both of my dogs kind of learned on their own how to potty train themselves. I didn't even have to really do anything. I think they figured out, if I don't poop or pee in my kennel, then it'll be clean and I can go in here in a clean kennel. And I don't know, it's just weird. They just automatically learned themselves. I didn't even have to really teach them, which is great. You know, especially for a Chihuahua, I was expecting for my Chihuahua to have to learn, and even the puppy too. Like he just caught on super fast. Like oh, I'm not supposed to poop and pee in here. Oh, I get it. You know, like I think he learned just from you know, just based on, you know, his instincts, I feel like. So yeah, sometimes you kind of get lucky like that, you know, people can get lucky, but if you're not as lucky as me, where, like, they learn it themselves, then you kind of have to teach them yourself, you know. And, yeah, thankfully, they've never had an accident. Once in a while, if they eat something, like, that they're not supposed to, like, human food, they'll once in a while, like, you know, to have some little bad diarrhea, but, you know, usually I give them probiotics if they're having a hard time digesting, and that usually helps them right away. And I got the probiotics from PetSmart, so I definitely recommend those, like, if your dog gets into something they're not supposed to, and you just give them a couple of, like, one of those a day, and It helps them, at least for my dogs. I know it helps them for whenever they're having digestive tract issues, but it's rare, very rare for them. So I'm really glad about that. Both of them really haven't really had bad health issues either. Peanut only had he once was like pooping like. He would poop like blood. So I took him to the vet and they gave him like a shot in the butt. He was not very happy about that. But yeah, he got a shot in the butt and, you know, some medication. And, you know, after I gave him the medication consistently, he was fine after that. He never pooped blood again. So I was really relieved about that, you know. And it was like 100 and something for like everything, you know, but, you know, you pay expensive fees for, you know, kind of taking care of your dogs and making sure they're good. And Brownie too, never really had hasn't really had health issues apart from like, he had like this one skin thing, but I think it was from like a certain spray that I was using before. It made him like just have a bad like allergy to it. So it just really, they give him some soap and medication and his skin got way better. Like he was getting bald spots before, like when he had that skin issue. So I was like, oh my gosh, yes, he's getting worse. Even if I don't do something, he's going to get bald by the time. So I was like, yeah, we're taking him to the vet. And thankfully they were able to give him some medicine, pills and soap, and that was basically it. They gave him like two pills. One was for like fleas and the other one was for like the skin condition that he had. So it went away and I was so relieved, like so relieved, like that he got better within like 2 weeks. So I was like, oh my gosh, his hair grew back and you know, he looked so much better than he did before, and he's not itchy anymore. So I was so glad. So yeah, like having dogs can be a definite responsibility. So, you know, before you invest and before you, you know, adopt or and things like that, you know, do your research. It is a lot of work. It is, but you know, at the end of the day, like, they're like my kids, at least for me, like, they're like my kids, and I take care of them as much as I can, you know, and they mean everything to me, and if anything were to happen to them, I would be really upset, you know, because that's how much they have my heart, is a lot. Like, they really stole my heart when I adopted both of them, and I never regretted the decision ever since. And yeah, that's kind of my summary of my little doggos.